you're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Can you smell it?
It's time for the smell test.
Do you smell something?
We look where John Q. Public is putting their cash.
Trust me, you just gotta get past the smell.
And go the other way.
Can you feel it? Can you smell it?
Kevin's smell test on the Team 980.
All right, last week started poorly. I had a Texas State on Thursday night. I went 0-3 on Saturday. And when we got to Sunday morning, I was like, oh, my God, this could be a bloodbath. But thankfully, the NFL has seen public bettors get absolutely mauled in the first 2 weeks of the season. I was 5-1-1 to get back to 500 on the week, 5-5-1. 15-15-1, dead even through 3 weeks of the smell test so far. And yeah, I'm going to keep hitting 16 against a 10 because that's what you do when you do things like this. You split eights against anything. We're doubling down on all 11s. And that means we're going to play some teams that you're going to be scratching your head over. Let's start in college football. Tonight, Nebraska is the anti-public side at home, laying 7.5. I'll buy the half point. I allowed myself to do that last year. Why? Because most of you do that, and you should do it when it's a crucial number. Illinois, and by the way, I'm a big fan of Brett Bielema. We were talking about Whittingham at Utah. I'm a big fan of Brett Bielema, too. I think he's a hell of a coach. He's a coach that coaches physical trenches football wherever he's been. He's actually in the perfect spot coaching in the Big Ten. But their results so far, and I pointed out the Kansas result, they got 4 turnovers in that game and still barely beat Kansas. I think Nebraska's defense is awesome. I think the freshman quarterback will keep getting better. Lincoln will be hopping tonight, 8 o'clock, Fox, national TV game. I like a favorite here in the smell test, Nebraska laying 7 to kick things off. Let's go to tomorrow, where Army is the biggest public play on the board tomorrow. They are laying 7 against Rice. Why? Well, because Rice is terrible. They got beat by Houston last week, 33-7. They got beat in their opener by Sam Houston by 20. They did beat Texas Southern big. But Army has started off the season 2-0 with an impressive win last week over Florida Atlantic. Army is laying 7. I'll take Rice plus the 7 points. Denton, talk me out of the next one. Please talk me out of the next one. Florida is somehow a 6-point favorite over Mississippi State. I know Mississippi State isn't very good, but Florida at this point shouldn't be favored over anybody. I can't stand the quarterback. I can't stand the coach right now. Billy Napier's probably going to get fired if they lose this game. The public's lined up on Mississippi State because they think Florida stinks and shouldn't be favored over anybody. So I guess I'll take Florida laying the 6. You didn't attempt to talk me out of it yet.
Trust in DJ Lagway. I don't think it's going to be Graham Mertz anymore, so that quarterback that you don't like is gone, and the new 5-star guy is in. So trust in DJ Lagway.
All right, Temple tomorrow is getting 6.5. I'm going to buy it to 7 at home against Utah State. Temple's been pretty bad this year. They got blown out by Oklahoma. They got blown out by Navy. They got blown out by Coastal Carolina. Their average marginal loss is 24 points. Utah State was actually in the game against Utah last week, but they've gone USC and Utah back-to-back weeks. They're on the road in what will be kind of a sterile environment tomorrow. Temple's a major anti-public favorite. Underdog, excuse me. I'll take Temple, bad team, at home, buying the half point plus 7 against Utah State. I think you should try to talk me out of this one, too, because it really reeks of the Texas pick that I had 2 weeks ago when I loved Texas. I'm sorry, when I loved Michigan against Texas in the Big House. Well, that line was 7 that week. USC's laying 5 against Michigan in the Big House, and nobody thinks Michigan's very good. By the way, I don't think they're very good. But this will be one of the biggest needs on the board for every sports book in the country. Give me Michigan plus the 5 points. Oklahoma, we move to Saturday night, where Oklahoma right now is a massive anti-public home dog against Tennessee. Tennessee's become a public darling. And as I mentioned, I had somebody text me last night to say that Tennessee, they'll need Oklahoma to win outright as much as they'll need Oklahoma to win plus the points. Give me Oklahoma plus the 7 at home against Tennessee. A ton of sharp money on the Sooners at home. People are playing against Deion. They played against Deion last week. You know, Colorado State was actually the public play against Colorado. This week, Baylor's the public play against Colorado, who is favored at home over Baylor, laying 1.5 Saturday night. I'm going to bet Colorado laying 1.5. And then this one, hold on to, because they were the right side last week. I did not give them out. But I almost gave Purdue out last week against Notre Dame, getting 7. They lost 66-7 in that game. This week, they're at Oregon State, who lost to Oregon last week, but they are 2-1 on the season. And Oregon State's laying just 3.5. I'll take Purdue plus the 3.5 to bounce back on the road against Oregon State. Those are the college games. Let's move to Sunday, where Sunday's board looks a lot like it did last week. There's some games that just reek, and let's start in the 1 o'clock window, where Tampa Bay, who's coming off, you know, an upset win as an 8-point underdog in Detroit, is laying just 6.5 against a Denver team that got beat and could barely score against Pittsburgh last week. I will buy the half point and take the Broncos plus 7 at Tampa. Most of you, I'm sure, would think that I would have Philadelphia this week because New Orleans is the biggest public play right now on the board. But there is a lot of sharp money on New Orleans as well. That line's gone from Philly minus 1.5 to New Orleans minus 2.5. I am staying off the game completely. The Giants are getting 6.5. I'm going to buy that to 7 at Cleveland. Cleveland's a big public play this weekend, as are the Indianapolis Colts for some reason, but I think it's the anti-Caleb Williams vibe right now. They're laying 1 at home to Chicago. I'll take the Bears plus the 1. And then Vegas, recent memory, upset win over Baltimore on the road. Carolina, recent memory, another blowout loss. They benched their quarterback. The Raiders are 6-point favorites. The world's on Vegas. Give me the Panthers plus the 6 in that game. We go to Sunday night, where I wanted to give out Atlanta on Monday night, as most of you know that listened last week, and I said, well, wait until Monday. And then once A.J. Brown got injured, the line went down to 5, 5.5, so it was a bad number. I gave a strong lean to Atlanta on Monday night, but I didn't give them out officially. Well, the public loves Kansas City Sunday night in Atlanta against the Falcons. I'll take the Falcons. There's a lot of sharp money on Atlanta. That line was 4.5 earlier in the week, Denton, down to 3. Right now. Monday night, 2 plays. I'm going to give them out now. Jacksonville plus 5 at Buffalo and Washington plus the 8 at Cincinnati. Both Washington and Jacksonville are anti-public sides, and also there's sharp money on both of those teams. So, recapping the smell test for this week. Nebraska minus 7 tonight. buying the half point, you can find some sevens out there right now. Bunch of seven and a halves as well. Minus seven, Temple plus seven against Utah State, Michigan plus five against USC, Rice plus seven against Army, Oklahoma plus seven against Tennessee, Colorado minus one and a half against Baylor, and Purdue plus three and a half against Oregon State. Sunday, the Broncos plus seven against the Bucks, the Giants plus seven at Cleveland, the Bears plus one against Indy, the Panthers plus six against the Raiders. And then we've got the Falcons plus three Sunday night against the Chiefs, and both Monday night games, Jacksonville plus five at Buffalo and Washington plus the eight at Cincinnati. No favorites in the NFL at all. Is this the weekend that the public starts to win in the NFL? Maybe. But I'm playing the sides that the way I handicap are the correct sides. We'll see. Denton will post these on the team980.com after the show. We'll finish up by going through every NFL game Sunday, giving you a hunch with the spread, and talking about some of the keys in these games. Some of these games super important, especially for the 0-2 teams. That's next. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, the Team 9.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
NED.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.